Shavua Tov. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, we start reflecting on the avoda that we have ahead of us in the coming day and days. When we look at the Torah tells us two things about Rosh Hashanah. One, that it's a Yom Teruah, a day when we blow the shofar. The mitzvah Hayom is blowing the shofar. The second thing the Torah tells us is that it's Zichron Teruah. The goal, the essence, character of the day is one of memory, which is why we call the day Yom HaZikaron, and why the Yalla V'Yavo Tfilo 1, written especially for Rosh Hashanah, focuses on Zikaron. The ideas, the pieces we add to every Shmon Esrei throughout the Aseres Yimei Tshuva also focus on Zikaron. Zachreinu L'chaim, Zocher Yetzirah, B'Sefer Chaim, Nizacher, etc. These two ideas account for two of the three brachot in the Musaf Tfilah, Shofrot and Zichronot. There is, of course, a third component, the component of Malchiyot, which is not mentioned by the Torah in reference to Rosh Hashanah. Yet it is the dominant aspect of Rosh Hashanah. It is the chatima of each bracha on Rosh Hashanah. Melech al kol haaretz mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. It is what we focus on and what we add to our tefillos of v'chein tein pachtecha and the piyutim. And of course, it's not only one of the three, it's the first of the three. Malchiyot followed by Zichronot and Shofrot. The Sifri, the early Medrash Halacha, tells us and learns from Sukkim that anywhere where you have Zichronot, you need Malchiyot. And the question is why? Why we need Malchiyot and why it's the first? I believe we can get to an answer for this question by getting a better appreciation of Zichronot, of Zikaron. Who is meant to remember what? There are many sources in Chazal and the Rishonim that understand that it's meant to be reminding Hashem of us, of Akedat Yitzchak. The Gemara in Daf Tet Zayin at Aleph Rabbi Avo says that we blow a shofar of a ram so that Hashem should remember the Akedah Kedesh She'ezkor Lachem, Akedas Yitzchak ben Avram. This is part of a broader theme of our blowing the shofar and our deeds on Rosh Hashanah trying to influence and impact Hashem. The shofar moves Hashem from the Kisei HaDin to the Kisei HaRachamim. Allah Elokim B'Truah Hashem B'Kol Shofar. And obviously the question is, how do we have this impact? And why do we need to remind Hashem of anything? Has he forgotten? I think this is why many, famously the Rambam, understand that the shofar is meant to affect our zikaron. The Rambam talks about in Hilchos Teshuvah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet, that it's meant to jog people's memory of what's important to them in their lives. V'zichru barachem, he uses that important word. The Midrashim speak about how the shofar should awaken us, cause us to shake, based on the Nevi'im, Amos, and Yecheskel even more at length, who talk about the shofar being a warning sign. Well, which is it? I believe there's no contradiction between the two, and in fact, Hashem's memory depends on our own. If we look back at that Gemara that we mentioned in Avodah Zarah, it says, Kedei she'ezkor lechem akedas Yitzchak ben Avram, it's not that God needs to remember the Akedah. He needs to remember it in reference to us and be able to view us as identifying with that principle. The Sefer HaChinuch says it very powerfully. The goal of the shofar is to focus our memory on Akedas Yitzchak and inspire us to imagine ourselves mustering that same level of commitment. And when we can identify that way, Hashem identifies us the same way. And this is why Malchiyot is so important and needs to come first. As that same Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tet Zayin says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, say Malchiyot, b'chdei she'tam lichuni alechem, so that you should be mamlich me upon you. And then say Zichronot, k'dei she'yale zichronechem lefanai letova. Once we remember what we need to remember and focus our identity on Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, then Hashem can remember us in a positive way. Whereas the Kutzke Rebbe said, it's important in Rosh Hashanah to make sure that we not only spend our time being mamlech Hashem on the whole world, all the birds, all the fish, all the grass, but that we're mamlech Him on ourselves as well. If you look at the brachos of Malchiyot and Zichronot, you see, Malchiyot focuses on our Kabbalat al Malchut Shemayim, our reminding ourselves of what the focus of our lives should be. Zichronot talks about what Hashem remembers. Atach zocher kol ma'asev v'nei adam. We realize that Hashem remembers everything we've done, and we hope that He'll remember us positively because we've defined ourselves on Rosh Hashanah positively. Powerful line of Zichronot is when we say, Ashrei yish shelo yishkacheka uven adam yitam etzbach, ki darshecha liolam lo yikashelu. Happy is the one who doesn't forget Hashem, because then Hashem will see him positively. Let's make sure that on the Yom HaZikaron, the Torah focuses on the ultimate goal, not the means. Let's make sure on the Yom HaZikaron that we remember what we need to remember so that we can merit Hashem remembering us and remembering relative to us the things that should be a schut for us. And through this, we and our family should be blessed with a year of good health, hatzlacha, and self-realization through Avodat Hashem.